Why don't we get started for the action part of our meeting? And what first item of business is for public comments. We have a very tight agenda today. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 individuals to speak. I'm going to allot a maximum of 3 minutes per person, and we and that will be per person, and I have about 4 people to speak. Please obey that time limit because we have a lot on the agenda today, and while we do want to hear your comments, I have to be respectful and try to get through the remainder of the agenda. So with that, the first public comment that I have is Scott, is that Berger? Alger? Berger?
Good afternoon, my name is Scott Berger. I'm a citizen of the city of Richmond. I'm also a member of the Sierra Club Boston James Group and the Virginia Green Party. I actually came and spoke to y'all about this subject this past summer, I believe, and I'm not sure what kind of rodeo we're running here, but I thought the public comment period was going to be the start of the agenda. This is per the comments, the Transportation Board meeting guidelines, so I'm kind of surprised to be speaking here at noon. But I'll go ahead and with it. I want to speak about the Coalfields Expressway.
Mr. Berger, this is the start of the action part of our meeting. The meeting of the Commonwealth Transportation Board, so it is the first part of the meeting. The other meeting we had was our workshop.
Okay. Well, I came here at 9:30 and I came back here at noon. The Coalfields Expressway, the CFX is a giveaway to the coal industry, which dominates Southwest Virginia politics through immense campaign contributions. This strip mine expressway, as currently designed by that very industry, is a boondoggle project that will hurt small businesses and critical waterways in an area that will depend on ecological quality as King Coal loses its crown to natural gas. Again, this is a point that I made this last summer. Economic impacts and need. Although the CFX is touted as an economic development activity, we believe the road will bypass existing economic centers, eliminating through traffic and putting a nail in the coffin for these communities' economic futures. It's also a matter of eminent domain. The new route proposed by the Alpha Natural Resources requires the condemnation by eminent domain along large tracts of the proposed road while the mining company profits from the extraction of coal reserves. Taking private land for corporate profit, much less for dubious public value, is an affront to our democratic values. I'll go a step further. I think it's dishonorable. And he passed that on to the governor for me. The unknown financial burden. The ultimate cost for this project has always been in doubt. $38 million of taxpayers' money has already been wasted on designing a section no longer under consideration due to short-sighted planning. The cost estimates fluctuate, but this is a big waste of money. Water quality impacts. The current alignment of the 25-mile Section 2 of the CFX increases the direct stream impacts of the project from 4 miles to more than 12 miles. Many of our streams are already impaired by the kind of pollution this project would generate, damaging our valuable natural resources and further limiting our area's potential for adventure tourism. There's community health impacts. We continue to witness the negative health effects of increased mountaintop mining and strip mining on nearby communities. The violation of National Environmental Protection Act, NEPA, of laws. The considerable changes made to the route between the original and current alignments, the absence of agency consultation on the Section 2 environmental assessment, lead us to believe that regulations meant to protect citizens are being disregarded in order to move this project forward. In short, I'll say this is a fossil fuel project in disguise as a public transportation project. Again, it is dishonorable and disgraceful. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next speaker is Marley Green.
Hi. Thank you for allowing public comment today. Thank you for your time. Excuse me. My name is Marley Green. I live in Appalachia, Virginia, in Wise County. And I'm here to speak about the Coalfield Expressway. I'm a long-term resident of Southwest Virginia. I'm currently employed by the Sierra Club, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Sierra Club, as well as the Southern Appalachian Mountain Stewards, a community nonprofit based in Appalachia. I'm here today to ask you not to approve the PPTA route for the CFX. It's a coal industry designed route. This route has been designed to maximize coal extraction through strip mining instead of public utility. I'm here to ask you not to spit on my back and tell me it's raining. You can't destroy mountain ridges, healthy forests, and clean streams and tell us it's economic development. You can't use eminent domain to take hardworking people's lands, bypass struggling towns like Pound, Hayside, Clintwood, and Clinchco, and hand that land over to the coal companies who will be unrestrained by the protections of the Surface Mine Control and Reclamation Act. You can't do all that and tell us it's a good deal for Virginians. We're definitely in need of improved transportation and economic development in Southwest Virginia, but we shouldn't have to say yes to a dangerous project just because it's the only one being offered. We're told by VDOT that this road will be a silver bullet solution to the economic woes of an area long dependent on the extraction of coal. Studies cast that premise in doubt, and common sense tells us that large-scale strip mining pollutes water, drops property values, endangers public health, and increases the rate of brain drain in a region rapidly losing its bright young people. We're afraid that VDOT, the CTB, and the governor are ignoring the impacts of increased surface mining in order to scratch the backs of their friends at the coal industry. By doing this, you're playing games with people's lives, and you're shirking your responsibilities to better the Commonwealth. Please don't facilitate the coal industry's last grab for large-scale surface mining in Southwest Virginia while telling us it's economic development. I'd like to leave a couple of things with you. Summaries of peer-reviewed studies that link large-scale surface mining and valley fill operations with increased rates of cancer, birth defects, and heart and lung disease. I'd like to leave you with studies casting doubt on the "if you build it, they will come" approach to economic development using highways in rural areas. And I'd like to leave a request that you consider and encourage VDOT to consider novel, creative approaches to improving transportation in Southwest Virginia. I hope that you'll not approve the PPTA rerouting of the CFX today, and I hope that you'll prioritize instead the needs and concerns of the people of Virginia over the desires and profits of Alpha and Pioneer coal companies. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Nathan Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Those are two very tough speeches to follow. I'm Nathan Jenkins, and I speak on behalf of Appalachian Voices. I'm a resident of Madison County, Virginia. I live on the border of the Shenandoah National Park. We've been there since the 1730s, well before the park was formed. I would like to note that there is a road on top of that mountain, and it's very small, and it serves us all very well, much like the Blue Ridge Parkway. So there are ways to build roads on mountains that don't destroy the mountains in the process. I would also like to note that the 2001 EIS is this document, and the 2012 EA is this document, and this document fails to address many of the things brought up in this document, where the CTB says what their alternative is. One is the proximity to the town of Hayside, and another is the visual impacts to Brakes Point Park. That is not addressed here in the EAA. Also, the Army Corps of Engineers and the EPA have pointed these things out, and as far as I understand, VDOT has not yet spoken to these concerns. We share those concerns. And again, I will not try and follow those arguments. They were fantastic, so I'll leave you with that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Jenkins. Whitney Bird.
Good afternoon. My name is Whitney Bird. I am the coordinator of the Wise Energy for Virginia Coalition. We are a coalition of five organizations statewide, including Appalachian Voices, the Chesapeake Climate Action Network, the Sierra Club, the Southern Environmental Law Center, and the Southern Appalachian Mountain Stewards. I commented at your last Commonwealth Transportation Board meeting on the Coalfields Expressway. So rather than reiterating all of those comments, I just today want to reiterate that the Wise Energy for Virginia Coalition is opposed to the current alignment of the Coalfields Expressway due to the serious environmental and public health impacts of the current alignment and for the wasteful use of Virginia taxpayer dollars. Our position is supported by over 5,000 Virginians and over 85,000 additional citizens across the nation that submitted their comments to Federal Highways and VDOT. So that's all for my comments today. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Bird. That closes our public comment period. Thank you very much. I'd like to go to the next agenda item, which is approval of the January 16th minutes.
Move approval for minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Minutes approved. The we have in the maintenance division, Mr. Petzl.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I have four items this month. It's a big ticket for me, I guess. Two of them are commemorative namings, one for a bridge, the other for a highway. The third action is a transfer of a secondary system route segment, and the last is an abandonment of frontage road in Rico County. All of these items have been processed through our normal routines, and we have for each of them, except for the abandonment, we have appropriate resolutions, and for the transfer item, we also have a resolution from the Chesapeake Bay Public Access Authority. Mr. Chairman, since they're geographically dispersed, it may be best to take them one at a time.
Okay. The first item, the naming of the bridge on Route 814.
Mr. Chairman, I so move.
Second.
There's a discussion. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, item is approved. Item number two, the naming of a portion of U.S. Route 460 to be called Bill Broadwell Memorial Highway.
So, item of approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? The item is approved. Third action item is transfer in the segment of Route 110 in Frederick to the Middle Peninsula Chesapeake Bay Public Access Authority.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That item is approved. The fourth item is abandonment of frontage road on F110 located in Henrico County.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That item is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Local assistance, Jennifer Brewer.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I have one item for you this month. It's a request from Rockingham County to transfer revenue sharing funds from an existing revenue sharing project that's been completed and has a little bit of funding remaining to a Safe Routes to School project in Rockingham County that would enable that project to go to advertisement in the next 30 days. So staff recommends your approval of the request.
Mr. Chairman, I move for that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Transportation Planning Division, Rob Hoffrichter.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. In October, I brought before your presentation discussing the criteria for the transfer of a secondary road to the primary system, and the changes that we would like to make to those. Now I'm coming before you with a resolution to do that.
Is there a motion? So moved. Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, that item is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Programming Division, Diane Mitchell.
Good afternoon. The first item I have for you is our monthly transfer file for transfers from December 21st of 2012 to January 28th of 2013. Most of these are moving surplus funds from completed or projects, other projects, and moving them to other projects that need the funding or to a balance entry. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Some discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item approved.
Okay. The next item I have are additions to the six-year improvement program for 2013 through 18. There are six projects to be added. Three of those were recipients of federal discretionary funds that were not available at the time the program was adopted. Two are MPO projects funded either through CMAQ or RSTP, and one is an urban project funded with old urban formula funds.
Move the list.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I can't open the appendix. It has the list on it. I didn't print it out.
Stephen?
Fredericksburg, two from Northern Virginia.
Yeah, what, there was, I can't open it. I should say that.
Some of us who still print.
What is this print thing you speak of?
I'm trying to say the truth.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did we? Oh, okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I
am approved. Office of Intermodal Planning, Deputy Secretary Dave Tyer.
Good afternoon, Mr. Commissioner and ladies and gentlemen of the CTB. Last month I was here and Mr. Lane, who was the chairman of our committee, walked the board through the changes in the V-Trans in front of you today as a resolution to finalize the V-Trans report as a policy document, and we would then transmit that to the General Assembly and begin working with the respective agencies on the action plan. The action plan would be due by the end of June. I'll just remind the ladies and gentlemen of the board that this is an update of the 2035 plan, and upon the completion of the action plan, so we will begin work on a full-scale update of a 2040 plan.
Chairman of the committee, I move approval to adopt these guidelines. That's what they are, guidelines for the state, update for state plan.
Second. As a member of the committee, I'll second.
Discussion?
One point, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Tyer, members of your staff tried to contact me on three occasions.
Yes.
And I was never able to get back to them. I didn't have any issues.
Yeah.
But I wanted to apologize to you and them for not being responsive. Whenever I was trying to get back, it was like 8:30 at night. It wasn't dire because I had no issues, but I wanted to thank them for proactively reaching out to me.
Apology accepted, and I will just say that when we had this discussion last month, there was some conversation about the revenue. When the governor's revenue transportation plan passes in a few days, we'll include that in the document by appendix.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item approved. Right-of-way Division, Richard Bennett.
Yes, sir. I have several limited access actions for the board to take. Action item number 10 is a VDOT project at Route 29 and 666 in Culpeper. This is to establish the limited access control for that interchange.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Action item 11 is another limited access. It's a project being developed by VDOT for the Interstate 81, Route 37 interchange. I believe that's exit 310, and we recommend approval of those modifications.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Action item number 12 is the third project. It's in the Richmond area here, Lewistown Road, I-95 north of Richmond, and changes to accommodate some ramp improvements.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Action item number 13 is the limited access request made by the City of Newport News along Fort Eustis Boulevard. It's for some maintenance access points in order that they can maintain the shorelines and the reservoir in that area.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item is approved.
Mr. Chairman, action items 14 and 15 are two location modification requests of the board. They both deal with projects around the Manassas Battlefield Park. One of them is the park project to provide a bypass for Route 29, and the other is the Tri-County Parkway. Action item 14 asks the board to modify the conditions placed in the June 2006 resolution, which indicated before VDOT could consider the closure of 29 and Route 234, portions of those roadways replaced by the projects, that everything had to be constructed. In actuality, the Tri-County Parkway parallels a segment of it that would be usable to traffic. So this is to remove those conditions and allow any consideration of the abandonment to be timed with the completion of that portion of the Tri-County Parkway.
Chairman, I move.
Okay.
Vote.
Second.
Comment?
Yes.
Gentlemen and lady, this is part of the North-South Corridor project that we're working on, and the commissioner and the secretary have been working very closely with the National Park Service, and will continue to do so as hopefully we finalize an agreement with them. I do want to note for the record there are a group of citizens on Pageland Lane who are concerned about access to their properties, and I am told in investigation that their concerns will be heard and addressed when we get to the design phase of this project. So they have been noted, and we will be responding to them so they're in the loop.
Thank you. So the removal of this criteria, does it impact anything other than what you're talking about? I mean, it's sort of a single...
Actually, it does not...
The battlefield will, if this all goes through, will be what the National Park Service always envisioned, and that is a closed field rather than two major roads dissecting it. I mean, that in essence is what we're trying to do and what they'd like to see.
All right, any more discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, action item 15, along with that, is on the Tri-County Parkway itself. This action item modifies the November 2005 location approval to make a shift around the Putnam House in order to give a greater distance from that historic place there. The second thing it does is to continue the pattern that the Tri-County Parkway, you know, will be the completion section that would institute the consideration of abandonment of portions of 234, and it endorses the commissioner's negotiations to that effect.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I am approved. Thank you. Kevin Page, Department of Rail Public Transportation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, we have one action item for you today. It's item number 16, which is for the board to take consideration of action for funding for the City of Harrisonburg's maintenance and operations facility for administrative offices. Just for reference purposes, your decision brief before you includes an overview that this is a project for a new maintenance and administrative operating facility for the Harrisonburg. This is included and has been funded in the six-year program. As we move forward through the program, value engineering and negotiations with the City of Harrisonburg, the City of Harrisonburg's anticipated federal revenues had fallen short, Although in the six-year program, the state funds that are being used today as a match against the federal flexible STP funds are in the six-year program, we're adjusting those to pair up with some deallocated federal STP flex funds that we've been able to deobligate from some of our other projects that had moved forward with fund balances. So before you today is an action item to amend the six-year program for the Harrisonburg Bus Facility, a total action including local match of $1.599 million. Mr. Chairman, back to you for any questions.
Okay. So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Second. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I approve. Thank you. Angel Dean, Environmental Division.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, action item number 17 before you is to change the location for section 1 or the pound bypass section of the Coalfield Expressway to be an alteration of the board's August 2000 location decision for all of the Coalfield Expressway. This change was presented at last month's workshop for your consideration.
Comments? Mr. Chairman, comments?
Yes.
I just wanted to remind our fellow board members that I think that our business leaders, our elected officials from the Coalfield area came our last meeting to support these changes.
Second.
Was that a motion?
And I'd like to follow that up with a motion. Too.
And I'll second.
All right. Discussion?
Quick question. Christine, you have assured you we've gone through what normal environmental processes are required and gotten satisfaction, everything you're comfortable with as far as making this decision.
We have a record of decision for the entire Coalfields corridor for Section 1. The Federal Highway Administration has already approved the reevaluation that was done.
Thank you.
Does that include the objections cited by the gentleman?
I wasn't in the room, unfortunately, but
He had referred back to, I guess, action. 2001 was it, Mark?
Study.
The EA versus the
EIS.
Right.
Just want to make sure you're comfortable with them. Well, I guess all three asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in the same corridor that's been approved. It's just a realignment.
Yes.
Yes, as far as discussion. And for the folks who come here, spoken out against this proposal. I appreciate your efforts in coming here. Now, we have listened to your concerns. We were actually, as a board, in the Bristol area, having the Bristol area about a year ago, summer ago, and had presentations by area leaders and other people. Talked with board members from that area. There were two prior transportation board members before who have been in favor of this project. Our two current board members in the area who are familiar with the project are in favor of this project. It's something that this board approved a long time ago, at least 15 years ago, if not more, the Coalfields Expressway. It's been in a long process of being approved and coming to fruition. And were it not for the recent mega funds project appointed by the governor, it'd be another one of those projects that languish on the shelves for 50 years with some money being spent here and there on right-of-ways and studies and nothing being done. And I think while we appreciate your concerns on the environment, we have to trust the professionals, the DDOT, who have to comply with all the federal highway mandates, with the EPA mandates, and satisfy all of those concerns before they're allowed do anything, to move anywhere. And I think we all realize the need for economic growth and development in that part of the state. And what we have seen going down there and being presented with the project is this going to open up that entire section of the Commonwealth of Virginia, the interstates, Kentucky and West Virginia and North Carolina. And it's going to cut down on travel time from that part of the state who are closer to something like 7 or 8 capitals of other states than they are to Richmond, and cut down on their travel to Richmond approximately 2 hours. So we have environmental concerns. One of mine is cars on the road burning fossil fuel, blinding through hills and mountains, carrying big tractor trailers, getting nowhere, and burning gas, which is horrible for the environment as well. And considering all these factors, economic development, the time that everyone has put into this project, the VDOT studies, the environmental studies, the compliance requirements they're going to have, I'm going to support this project and do support this project, but it's not, we appreciate your concerns and bringing it to us, and I think that will make VDOT more effective in making sure that they comply with all applicable standards.
Mr. Miller? I'd also like to pile on to Mr. Peake's comments in the sense of Mr. Martin, who represents that area, and you don't think you mentioned this earlier, is out sick today. That's why he's not here. It's not because he's ducking a vote. I've been assured that he is, has a serious stomach virus, and he couldn't be with us. So I support the project for the same reasons. And I just want to go on record to say that Mr. Martin will be making that motion, but he's not here because he's ill.
Mr. Chairman, likewise in the same vein as Mr. Lane, that I've worked on this and listened to it, and truly respectful of the opponents. Bottom line, though, for me, comes down to as the current stated goals, being what they are, the existence of the action to take today will neither inhibit, negate the goals, nor will it enhance them. Now, as far as the other unstated goal regarding the entire Coalfield Expressway, it's much too late to address that. The time for that is long gone. But the action asked today is not going to hurt nor help the goals of the as stated by the opponents.
Okay. That was the discussion up for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item approved.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, item number 18 likewise is also a change to the location approval for section 2 of the Coalfield Expressway as presented at last month's meeting. The difference with this section I would point out is the EA following the board's action will be finalized and the Federal Highway Administration will issue their decision following that. The normal process.
Mr. Chairman, I so move.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I approve. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, before the next item on bids, I'd like to ask my CTB members for a moment of their time. Last month, during this time of approving bids, we approved the awards of TAM's contract for the Hampton Roads District. And subsequent to that, you know, we all know what's happened in Hampton Roads. It's been an issue in regards to one of our major interstates. All right, I'll remind you at the last meeting, Mr. Miller, myself, were very apprehensive about the condition of the road, but we did vote to move the contract forward. However, based on results, the commissioner, you have as of yet not executed the contract. So I'd like the board's approval today that we'd ask the commissioner to be directed not to execute the contract until he completes his review of using the TAM's contracting mechanism for the Hampton Roads District and reports back to the CTB. And a further move that at the March CTB meeting, the commissioner will report back to the CTB on whether to continue using the TAM's contracting mechanism in Hampton Roads or whether the CTB should rescind its award and cancel the TAM's contract procurement. We've had some issues. I think it's appropriate that we take action. The commissioner has. He needs time to review not only the contractor's performance, but the mechanism in which it's delivered. And I would ask that you join me in directing the commissioner in this action to not award this contract, and also give him till the March meeting to do a thorough review of the situation.
Second.
Okay. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Is the commissioner in agreement with this motion?
Yes.
Good, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, as you know, and Mr. Lane indicated, I was one of the ones who was concerned about this, but I did vote for it on the advice of the staff. I did, as I indicated at the last meeting, intended to be diligent and helpful to VDOT staff, who is ultimately responsible for the administration and carrying out of the contract. Since then, we've obviously seen some substantial problems in Hampton Roads. I termed them as unacceptable and dangerous, and they were. They're getting better. I salute y'all for jumping on it and working on it, but it's still not done. It's not going to be done for some time, you know, maybe 90 days or so before we get rid of some of the real problems there. And that's only a very short-term solution. I raised the question earlier when we were talking about six-year plan and talking about maintenance money as to whether we're really allocating the money necessary to really do the proper maintenance. And whether that's in Hampton Roads or whether that's in Wise County, it's irrelevant to me. I also had the great opportunity to blow three tires on that stretch of highways since October. It's just an unacceptable situation. So I know I know you're on it. I appreciate that. I think you ought to look hard at what's happened to this point, and I look forward to your review and trying to help you resolve the situation.
Just one more point, Mr. Chairman. As part of the review, it is actually not only the contractor's performance, but to look at the whole mechanism, because everything's bound together, whether or not that should be broken down, separated. So that's one of the reasons why I've asked for a little more time, because it's not just an isolated instance. Just want to take a look at the whole way we're delivering that service. And I should have mentioned, Ms. Cole, thank you for asking that I had discussed this with the commissioner before the recommendation and got his agreement before that. So.
Any other discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution is approved.
Thank you.
I could have that. Okay, we have Don Sally's.
Good afternoon, Mr. Commissioner and members of the board. I have two action items today. The first item is requested action on the construction projects. We have nine contracts to bring before you today, valued at about $88 million. There were two lettings involved this month, so we have two construction projects and seven asphalt overlay projects that exceed the 5% limit. The total value of the contracts for these two lettings was about $150 million. One of the contracts used to make the repairs out on the piece of pavement we were just talking about happens to be in this group of this 150. So I would request your consideration for award of these contracts.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
I'm glad there's not a Y in the Lane Corporation.
Yeah, no, sir, I should point that out. I'm a Welsh. That's right, not the L.A., not the English. You're right.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
The second item today is action to delegate the authority to the Commissioner of Highways, the approval of a contract award for the I-581 Valley View Boulevard. This is a design-build project that we're pretty close to ready to award and execute, and that will happen before you all meet next. So we'd like to have the Commissioner have the authority to award that contract to get it underway as soon as possible.
I most certainly move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Is there any new business? Okay, well, thank you very much. That concludes the action part of our meeting. What's the board's pleasure? The other two items that we had on the on the workshop agenda, would you like to refer those to the next meeting?
Well, the General Assembly update would be would not be appropriate to do yet, I don't think.
I don't think the General Assembly update would be appropriate.
Yeah, 5 minutes after we get it.
So I couldn't really give you a
supernova. I mean,
yeah.
Is it a shooting star?
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
I'll say defer.
Okay, so we'll defer that to the next meeting.
There's a meeting coming up March 19th and 20th in Lynchburg, Virginia. Can't wait to have you all down to our part of the Commonwealth. Tuesday is we're going to tour sites in and around Lynchburg starting at 10 o'clock. We're going to meet at Thomas Jefferson's Pop of Forest Grade. Cocktail reception, heavy hors d'oeuvres at 5 o'clock. Get a tour of that facility.
At 10 o'clock?
Yeah. We're going to leave at 10 in the morning, Tuesday, and start touring some area projects in the area for a cocktail reception Tuesday night. And anybody who's coming in Monday, Mrs. Carroll's putting together the hotels, Kirkland Hotel in Lynchburg. Wednesday will be our normal meeting. If you come in Monday evening, I will send out an email and find out who's coming in. We'll put together a dinner. I told others I'm not paying for the dinner like Mr. Gary. I am paying for the alcohol refreshments on the Tuesday reception because Commonwealth can't pay for that. So I'll follow Jeff's lead on that.
Can we go to the Texas Inn for dinner?
Absolutely. After the
I'll pay if we go to the Texas Inn.
Go to the Texas Inn. It only seats 10 at a time.
Perfect.
So look forward to everybody in Lynchburg. Come in Monday night. Let me know. We'll go to dinner around 7 if you can make it for that. Otherwise, we'll start at 10 in the morning. Looking forward to having dinner. Carol, anything else?
And in that vein, the June meeting is going to be back in Hampton Roads on the Eastern Shore. Secretary came down to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel meeting this week and decided that we will be having the June meeting probably on the facility out in the Chesapeake Bay. So I'll get more details, but in planning, that will be down in our area.
So, Mr. Commissioner, we'll have a chance for all of our fellow board members to run that wonderful route from the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel to Northampton Boulevard.
They certainly will, and then they get to come across Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel with no potholes. But it's going to be great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.